Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world, online at Z1077FM.com. This is your Z1077 local news for Sunday, April 14th, 2024. Amboy Crater is a great destination if you're looking for something to do on these warmer spring days, especially if wildflowers are on your must-see list. Coincidentally, it's situated around 66 miles from Joshua Tree proper. It's also 66 miles from Needles and Barstow, and it's right off historic Route 66. I'll let the conspiracy theorists and numerologists assign meaning to that. Whenever I see BLM land about 66 miles away, it's hard for me to not just jump into the car for a short day trip to some public lands to get out and see some different desert. I feel like this weekend, yellow flower season really came on strong with neon yellow patches of desert dandelions opening up to soak up some sun along the sides of Highway 62. I love seeing these return most springs, although my backyard didn't get the bumper crop I enjoyed last year. Mellow orange globales are also opening up, and the entire Morongo Basin has that familiar spring color palette of browns, yellows, oranges, and pale purples. Amboy Crater shows up a little differently. It's located in the Mojave Trail's National Monument, and it's surrounded by the Mojave National Preserve, 1.6 million acres of unsettled desert filled with sand dunes, springs, and dry lake beds. I've barely scratched the surface of exploring the preserve, but a great place to start is the Amboy Crater itself, a hard-to-miss 250-foot-tall dormant cinder cone volcano. It was designated as a National Natural Landmark in 1973, and it's a rocky but relatively relaxed one-mile hike from the parking area to the base of the crater. This is where you'll get to see some seriously dark and moody volcanic landscapes. Deep black lava rock can give a different contrast to the flowers popping up in the preserve. The crater is considered dormant or extinct. The last time Amboy rumbled and erupted was an estimated 10,000 years ago, making it one of the youngest lava fields in the continental United States. This sounds even more lunar-like than other areas of the Mojave. You'd have to ask an astronaut, as I haven't been up to the moon yet. However, it does have a distinctly sci-fi feeling as you make your way to the trail that leads to the rim of the crater, especially right now when the desert lilies are in bloom. These are different than the low-to-the-ground datura that you can see everywhere in the basin right now. Desert lilies look a little bit like a stalk of asparagus before they open up. They also have long leaves coming up from their base with a distinctly wavy edge, and their blooms can sit a foot or two above the ground. Their flowers are bright white with pale blue-green accents that look otherworldly in the middle of black lava rock. When I was there last week, many of those lilies were beginning to open up around the crater. However, just a few miles up the road in the basalt fields, there are a lot of hidden caches of these delicate desert flowers. It just takes a bit of exploring and wandering around, which is my favorite use of BLM land. The desert lily is just one example of the unique types of flora that the Mojave National Preserve is host to. I was also on the lookout for desert holly, a shrub with spiky silvery leaves and pink blooms. Although I didn't spot any on this trip, if you need a good example of what to look for, the Mojave Desert Land Trust has a nice example of desert holly in their desert discovery gardens. There's a lot more to explore in the preserve and in all of California's extensive public lands. You can find this story on our website for some of my photos of the desert lilies and some links to more info on the Amboy Crater and the desert it sits in. That's all on our website, Z1077FM.com. Reporting out of beautiful Joshua Tree, California for Z1077 News, I'm Robert Hayden.